Let us begin now with Chapter 1, The Psychology of Time Management. How you think and feel about yourself largely determines the quality of your life, and the emotional core of your personality is your self-esteem, which is defined as how much you like yourself. Your self-esteem is largely determined by the way you use your life and time in the development of your full potential. Your self-esteem increases when you are working efficiently, and your self-esteem goes down when you are not. The flip side of the coin of self-esteem is called self-efficacy, defined as the degree to which you feel you are competent, capable, and productive, able to solve your problems, do your work, and achieve your goals. The more competent, capable, and productive you feel, the higher is your self-esteem. The higher your self-esteem, the more productive and capable you will be. Each one supports and reinforces the other. People who manage their time well feel positive, confident, and in charge of their lives. The Law of Control. The psychology of time management is based on a simple principle called the Law of Control. This law says that you feel good about yourself to the degree to which you feel you are in control of your own life. This law also says that you feel negative about yourself to the degree to which you feel that you are not in control of your own life or work. Psychologists refer to the difference between an internal locus of control, where you feel that you are the master of your own destiny, and an external locus of control, where you feel that you are controlled by circumstances outside yourself. When you have an external locus of control, you feel that you are controlled by your boss and your bills, and by the pressure of your work and responsibilities. You feel that you have too much to do and too little time, and that you're not really in charge of your time and your life. Most of what you're doing, hour after hour, is reacting and responding to external events. There's a big difference between action that is self-determined and goal-directed, and reaction, which is an immediate response to external pressure. It's the difference between feeling positive and in control of your life and feeling negative, stressed, and pressured. To perform at your best, you must have a strong feeling of control in the important areas of your business and personal life. Your thoughts and feelings. In psychological terms, each person has a self-concept, an internal master program that regulates his behavior in every important area of life. People with a high self-concept regarding time management see themselves and think about themselves as being well-organized and productive. They are very much in charge of their lives and their work. Your self-concept is made up of all of your ideas, pictures, images, and especially your beliefs about yourself, especially regarding the way you manage your time. Some people believe themselves to be extremely well-organized and efficient. Others feel continuously overwhelmed by the demands of other people and circumstances. Beliefs become realities. What are your beliefs about yourself and your ability to manage your own time? Do you see yourself and think about yourself as a highly efficient and effective time manager? Do you believe that you are highly productive and in complete control of your life and your work? Whatever your belief, if you think of yourself as an excellent time manager, you will naturally do those things that are consistent with that belief. Because your self-concept causes you to continually strive for consistency between the person you see yourself as on the inside and the way you perform on the outside, if you believe that you manage your time well, you will be a good time manager. You can take all of the courses on time management, read all the books, and practice the various systems, but if you perceive yourself as being a poor time manager, nothing will help. If you develop the habit of being late for meetings and appointments, or you believe that you are a disorganized person, those habits become your automatic behavior. If you do not change your beliefs about your personal levels of effectiveness and efficiency, your ability to manage your time will not change either. Make a decision. How do you develop new positive beliefs about yourself and your level of personal productivity? Fortunately, it's not difficult. You simply use the four D's: desire, decisiveness, determination, and discipline.